Good afternoon, and welcome to Autogrill first half 2016 financial results presentation. We remind you that at the end of today's presentation, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. Mrs. Elisabetta Cugnasca, Head of Investor Relations, is going to chair the meeting. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our first half 2016 results conference call. Joining me today are Gian Mario Tondato, our Group CEO, and Alberto De Vecchi, our Group CFO. As usual, I have to draw your attention on disclaimer on page two. All the number we will be referring to are on a constant exchange rate basis, unless we say otherwise. Now, let me turn the call over to Alberto De Vecchi, who will take you through all the number. Following the presentation, we will open the floor to question. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our first half 2016 results, which show our group evolving in line with our strategy. A strategy which is based on leveraging our leadership position in North America, our ability to grow in new geographies, and our focus on efficiency in Europe. In fact, in North America, where we are the undisputed industry leader, we have grown by close to 6%, split almost equally between like-for-like and new openings. International continues to grow by over 30%, not just thanks to new contracts, but also thanks to like-for-like performance. In Europe, our focus is not growth, but efficiency. In fact, in the first half, we have very effectively worked on margins. We have also continued to improve our portfolio of activities across the board. In the U.S., we have strengthened our airport portfolio with new wins and through the acquisition of the CMS concessions in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, further expanding our presence in these two very important airports. In France, we have rationalized our presence through the disposal of our French railway business. In the first half of the year, we have delivered a solid set of numbers. Sales growing 5.4% and EBITDA increasing by close to 14%. EBIT nearly trebling from 22 million to 60 million euros, thanks to strong operating performance, the gain from the disposal of our French railway business, and lower depreciation. This resulted in a net profit of 17 million euro, compared to a loss of close to 16 million in the first half of 2015. These strong results are also reflected in positive cash flow of close to 32 million euros before dividend distribution, compared to about 5 million in the first half of 2015. In June, we distributed a dividend of around 30 million euros. Let me now take you through the performance of our regions, starting with our North American business, which is the solid foundation of our group. In the first half of 2016, sales grew by 5.7%, mainly thanks to airports growing by 6.4%, with more transactions and higher average ticket. New openings also had a positive impact, especially at George Bush International Airport in Houston. Performance at airports was positive throughout the period, supported by good traffic numbers. We are pleased with how we have performed at airports, as we have delivered a solid growth, notwithstanding traffic flows are more complex to manage these days, also due to the slow TSA checks, which have disrupted passengers' dwell times. Sales in North American motorways also grew, but less than in airports, due to a wet spring in the U.S., with many consecutive days of rain in some states we operate in. EBITDA in North America grew in line with sales, with the increase in the cost of labor offset by an improvement in the cost of goods sold. Lower cost of goods sold comes from more favorable raw material prices and the payout of the efficiency initiatives undertaken in the last 2 years. The increasing cost of labor is driven by a rise in the hourly wage and the medical insurance costs, which are both the industry-wide phenomena. We have partly compensated for this with initiatives to drive more sales per employee. In the first half of 2016, we were very successful in terms of business development in North America, with new contract wins like Baltimore and Louisville Airport, and through bolt-on acquisitions. As you know, we are pursuing the acquisition of concession operated by CMS in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, with annualized sales in the region of $50 million. Our international division, which has the objective to grow, grew significantly, with sales increasing by over 30% again. Two-thirds of this growth were driven by the new contracts won, including ongoing openings of railway stations in the Netherlands. We also saw a strong contribution to sales growth on a like-for-like basis, driven by very strong performance, once again at Amsterdam Airport. EBITDA margin in international was 9.4, with recent new openings only having a 20 bps impact on margins. Now moving to Europe, where you really can see all the hard work we are doing in rationalizing our portfolio and focusing on efficiency. Sales were slightly higher as a result of flat revenue in Italy, positive performance in other European countries, and despite the disposal of our French railway business in June. We decided to sell this asset as the channel is very crowded, and despite the good positions we have, we did not see any opportunity to expand further. This disposal will allow us to simplify our organization in France, which is still a key market for us, and pursue new opportunities. Sales in Italy grew by 0.1% on a like-for-like basis, more than compensated for by the reduction in perimeter. If you keep in mind when Easter was this year and the additional day in February, Italy's performance is stable in the half. In other European countries, sales grew by 2.3%. thanks to new openings at airports and motorways. From a country standpoint, France, Spain and Germany must be mentioned as areas where we have performed well, which allowed us to absorb the impact of the terrorist attack in the region, especially in Brussels. With stable sales, EBITDA in Europe grew by close to 38% before accounting for the capital gain from disposal. All countries of the region contributed to this strong result. The main driver of the improvement was the effective management of the cost of labor. In summary, a solid set of results for the first half of 2016. Now, looking at our current trading as of week 28, sales confirm the trends across the regions. Group sales are up 5%, with North America also up 5%, international up almost 28%, and Europe up 0.8%. We are seeing an acceleration of our North American sales compared to the week 17, which we showed you last May at our first quarter call. The acceleration is the result of continuing strong performance at airports and the recovery on motorways. International is continuing at a very strong pace. Europe is slightly improving compared to week 17, when sales were up 0.7%. This is mainly thanks to good performance still in France, Germany, and Spain. First half results, the current trading, and the positive traffic we are seeing across the board allows us to confirm our guidance, which is still based on an exchange rate of $1.10 to the euro and is only modified to take into account the impact of the sales of our French railway business. This impact is 35 million euros of French motor railway station revenues that were in the main guidance, and now we eliminate because of the disposal. An 11 million euro increase in EBITDA due to the 15 million capital gain on disposal, partially reduced by 4 million stored cash flow on the eliminated revenues, and no material impact on the CapEx guidance. The impact of the acquisition of the CMS contract is not included in the guidance, as this is still an ongoing process, and we do not have yet any visibility of the timing for the final closing. Now, Gianmario and I are happy to take your questions.
First question comes from Jaafar Mestari from JP Morgan.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. I have two questions, please. The first one is on the French railway sale and US CMS acquisition. The amounts seem to be quite similar. Is that a coincidence, or are you actively trying to divest of some businesses to redirect the money elsewhere? And do you have any other ideas of businesses that could be slightly subscale, where you'd be better off selling and reinvesting in one of your scale markets? And my second question is on motorways in Europe, and maybe particularly in France. We've seen also quite a negative performance on that channel from Elior yesterday. If I'm correct, the plus 0.6% constant currency that you're doing in H1, given the strong Q1, means that your motorway channel for Europe ex Italy went negative in Q2. Can you help us understand what part of that negative is all sorts of properly one-off effects, such as calendar or flooding, etc., and what the underlying trends are there in terms of the traffic and the demand? Thank you.
No, it's talking about CMS. Can you hear? Well, talking about CMS and the disposal of the French railways, I think it's a coincidence. Of course, we didn't plan to go for the same sales and the same, and it's just a coincidence. But it's as I said before, you know, we're actively doing bolt-on acquisition, looking into potential disposal, and basically is a portfolio efficient. And so I think it is really a coincidence. It's not that we were looking for 50 million more or less. That's the first question.
Yes. As far as the second question is concerned, the motorways for us is the second quarter on the motorways for us in Europe is in fact a tale of two different situations. In fact, as far as other European countries, we have continued to see good performance, in fact, also in the second quarter, both in France and in Spain, and also in Germany, that are our main countries. The only country in which we had in motorways a difficult second quarter was, in fact, Belgium, but mainly for external reasons, not in fact for traffic. The slowdown has been mainly driven by Italy. Italy, there are two reasons. The first reason is calendar. The second quarter has performed much less than the second quarter of 2015, because Easter was in the first quarter this year, was in the second last year. But in general, we have also seen a slowdown, also driven by the fact that, unfortunately, all the holidays in the period in between April and May that we have in our calendar were characterized by rainy days, so we had less traffic basically, and we could exploit the traffic less effectively.
Thank you. Maybe just a short follow-up on this. If I refer only to other European countries' motorways, the constant currency growth was 5% in Q1 and 0.6% in H1 as a whole. So did I understand correctly that you're saying most countries were still doing positive growth, and all of the implied negative Q2 was Belgium.
Correct. I consider that in Belgium in the second quarter we had for a considerable part of the quarter the Brussels airport closed. So closed. Our shops were closed. The majority of the shops now are open again, so we have only 5 shops at the moment that are still closed. So the majority of our offer in the Brussels airport is back again, but in the second quarter was affected.
Right. So, sorry to be super detailed on this, but I was mentioning mostly the motorways growth, which looked like it became negative in Q2. Is that still valid if we look at just the motorway channel?
No. I repeat that as far as the motorways are concerned, in other European countries, we didn't see a weak second quarter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next questions come from Tim Ramskill from Credit Suisse.
Thank you. I've got 2 questions, please. The first is, you mentioned there is some labor cost inflation in the US during the quarter. Just wondered whether you felt that was likely to change your view on where North American margins could get to, given that perhaps wasn't anticipated when you gave the guidance on those margins a couple of years ago. And then the second question, I think, is sort of really coming back to the question Jafar just asked and maybe you didn't touch on. So in regards to the using the French railway contract as an example, do you feel there are other parts of your business that are maybe subscale where there could be further disposals? And do you think the industry overall is looking a little bit more rational in terms of everybody looking at their own businesses and seeing where there are things they may want to change? Thank you.
So, let's talk about the labor, because there is no doubt that there is pressure on the U.S., in the cost of labor, and both direct pressure and the minimum wage, and more than anything, there is the unemployment is very low in the U.S. now, and also indirect because of the medicals and expenses. You know, this is a trend for all the industries, not just for us. I think we, as you see, you know, we've been working to contain this, you know, both in the U.S. and also in Europe, and you see the numbers in Italy, for instance, are pretty interesting, you know, if you look at the percentage of labor on the P&L. And, of course, we are increasing productivity, and I think partially technology is the answer of this problem. So what I mean is that, for instance, with some kiosks, we are testing a lot of new solutions. I think we can improve our even further, you know. We have quite an important room for improvement, you know, in terms of productivity. So there is no doubt that there is some pressure, but I think we have some solutions, you know, that we are undergoing, and I feel comfortable that this is not going to be a major problem on our margin, especially mentioning to the U.S. Talking about the further potential disposal in our portfolio, of course, in Europe, I think we can, if we have the opportunity to optimize, let's say, our portfolio, you know, that's it. You know, but possibly we need to have the right chance to not under any pressure, frankly speaking, but there is a potential optimization, frankly speaking, some of our small operations, you know, channels, and it's a combination of potential ideas, you know, that's it. Nothing major.
Sorry, thank you.
Next question comes from Alessandro Cecchini of Equita.
Hello, everybody. I have some questions. The first one, in the second quarter, we saw some margin decrease in both U.S. and international, while in the first quarter, we saw a very good improvement trend in margins. So I would like to better understand this trend quarter-on-quarter basis. My second question is about in Europe and the US for the industry. I would like to understand what kind of concession, a big important concession, do you expect that are close to expire, and so for you some opportunities over the next couple of quarters. And finally, we saw some cash absorption from working capital in the first half. I would like to, for some specific reasons that you declared in the press release, I would like to better understand what kind of trend do you expect for the full year 2016. Thanks.
Well, I start from the last one, the one regarding the... in fact, there is nothing structural. It's simply a timing effect. We had a different distribution with respect to the moment when during the year we pay part of the rent. So what we had paid in the first half, we don't pay in the second half. So nothing that is going to remain in the cash flow statement for the full year.
Thanks.
Talking about the bids, you know, that are undergoing, of course there is a big chunk of renewal extension on Italy that is still undergoing. The process is not closed yet, because of course I have an idea how it's going, but initial results yet, so it's difficult to say something on. So, I mean, I don't want to comment or something. This is not news yet. There is a good, important opportunity for us in Spain, because there is Malaga, Ibiza, and what's the name of the other? Fuerteventura, that is going now up for bid. Of course, these are major airports, especially Malaga. We're talking about a 24 million passenger airport, so almost the size, close to something like Malpensa, and we're lucky, you know, because we don't have any presence in this airport, so I think we're going to have the opportunity to increase our market share, you know. Sorry, Palma, not Malaga, and the third airport in Spain. So I think that's a great opportunity for Autogrill, and it's just the first starting of the process of bid that is going to affect all the portfolio of Aena, you know, but Madrid, because also Barcelona is going to come up for bid very soon. And it's, of course, a major operation. On the U.S., business as usual, we don't have any news, so that's basically the landscape, you know.
Well, as far as margin is concerned, your first question, I think that as far as North America, the main driver of the fact that the second quarter has been less contributive than the first is the fact that I mentioned before on the performance on the motorways. Obviously, when you are seeing soft sales and soft traffic and soft sales, you tend to be much less effective in managing the cost. So this is the only reason. As far as the international. When you see a company that is growing your sales by 30% and your margin by 30%, it may happen that you don't have exactly the same progression of the margins each quarter. But this is also because there are, as we mentioned before, a lot of openings that may affect the quarters differently, but there is nothing structural.
Okay, thanks. So just to understand, basically you didn't see a different pressure in terms of labor cost in the U.S. from the first quarter and the second one, similar path?
No, the pressure on labor is there. It was there also in the first quarter.
Okay. Many thanks.
Welcome.
There are no questions at the moment. Again, if you have a question, please press star followed by one. There are no further questions.
Thank you very much for your attendance and have a good vacation.